I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. You wanna be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Houston is all systems go!
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle.
How you like this, RJ? This is RJ's first ever All Systems Go. Keep going. No, keep it up.
Keep it up, baby.
This is a legendary song, RJ.
It was given to John by a guy who was on an oxygen tank.
Yeah, outside of Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, years ago. And he had the foresight not to mention a single player by name.
Yeah.
He didn't name check a single player. Now, if we go back to Paul Wall, we'll play some Astros songs today. We'll have you play some Astros since it's opening day. Paul Wall name checks players. And so it's timed. You know, it's dated.
Yeah.
This is timeless.
There's no names. Fortunately, it had already turned into Minute Maid Park because it was just...
Yeah.
I think they had just been named Minute Maid from Enron. That's how old this song is. That's the only thing that'll date this song is if Minute Maid is no longer the name of the stadium.
Yeah.
So keep it up. Hey, come on. It's opening day, RJ. Let's go. We got to get pumped up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, there are key changes in here. There are train whistles in here. There's multiple key changes.
RJ, this is a legendary song. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it ain't. Our Lakers are the best. You know, not even make the play-in. It ain't that.
Our Lakers are the best.
You know what it is? It's about the champs, the Astros.
It's got train whistles.
Yep.
Our catcher's catchy every minute.
I don't know. We usually don't go this deep.
We don't usually go this deep
to where we're at the third verse.
Our catch is catchy. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah, this is pretty deep in the
only want to play in Mexico, I think he said.
I almost feel like this is an album cut because I don't even recognize the words.
I don't either. I don't think we've ever caught this
far. I don't either. And then you've got opening day. You got the Masters.
He's losing some steam here too.
Yeah. You got. Well, he's on an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
You got the Masters here. Is there a weather concern?
No. I think we're supposed to have great weather all weekend. But look, I think it rained yesterday.
Because it's a lot cooler here. So this morning.
Yeah, it was cool today.
I think some weather has rolled.
Oh, look! It looks like.
Yeah, I think it's raining right now. Yeah, it is raining.
They had some water. Yeah, it'll be fine, though. They're supposed to have nice weather.
The show before ours was talking about the weather change could have an impact on Tiger's bat.
I don't think they've got weather now. They had it last night. See, these guys are outside, yeah. We've never been this far. RJ, you're taking us in a new territory, okay? We've never been before. Hear that key change?
Yes,
with every crack of the bat.
It is supposed to
Houston
rain today.
Houston is all systems go.
Supposed to rain today. Cloudy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, perfect. It's only going to be a high of 72. So this is what they were talking about. It's going to be in the 40s in the morning. So it's going to be colder for Tiger Woods and his back. Fire under.
Back?
I mean, fire over on Tiger.
It's his leg.
I mean, leg. Yeah, but you don't think the back is still an issue?
Oh, no. He's fine.
Oh, yeah. People with back injuries.
Stop worrying about it.
People with back injuries usually are great.
Half an hour is all they're delayed today. That's it. Let's stop. Oh, the sky is falling. It's the Masters is going off, which is good. Actually, Tiger's going to go off later.
What's the bigger deal?
We'll be
Astros
off the
opening
air,
day or
so
Masters?
So I'll actually be able to.
Astros opening day or Masters? We're going to find out who you are right now.
I'm both. Why can't I be team both?
You can. Which one is bigger? If you had to eliminate one.
I can be
one,
an ally.
Eliminate.
And I can also be.
Marry one, kill the other. Which one?
Marry one and kill the other?
Yeah.
No, I want to have
marry one, kill the
with
other.
One.
Masters dead. Astros opening
no.
day.
No. No, I'm neither.
See,
neither is dead.
Astros
I'm
dead.
I'm gonna have relations
day
with
dead.
One and marry the other.
Opening day dead. Masters.
I'm gonna marry the Masters and have
you
relations
have four
with,
rounds
the Astros.
With the
Astros.
Four rounds with the Masters. You can't, you cheater. So you got opening day and, going on today, and of course, if it's opening day, it means it's Fromber time. Some people would think it meant Justin Verlander time. Later on this morning, we are going to hear from Todd Callis. He joined the guys in the wheelhouse and had some good sound from him. That was a good get for them to get Todd Callis, the voice of the Houston Astros, and he talked about how good Justin Verlander has looked. People around the organization, especially on the media side, of what they've said is that it's been, well, we can get it ready right now.
Yeah, right now.
We've heard about Justin Verlander as a guy who has really had a good spring, has really looked good when he's working, when he's not working, and you know, officially, and he's just doing bullpen sessions. Here's Todd Callis yesterday. Oh no, we're waiting. We're gonna get to it in a second.
Yeah, we had Mike Stanton on our air yesterday. We're gonna get some sound from him about Jeremy Pena. We've got Todd Callis to talk about Justin Verlander, which is really, really nice to hear. We've got Astros baseball today. We got the Masters. We will keep you updated. We're watching Tiger practice right now, and that's awfully important. Okay. Tiger practicing. We've got other stuff as well. We've got big Texans news that we have to send your way as well. So that's a big, big day. And Lance, the win totals came out for NFL teams. Win totals for NFL teams. Which team do you think that Las Vegas thinks is the worst team in the NFL?
I mean, the way you're saying it, probably the Texans.
It's the Texans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, what have they done free agency?
What do you think their under over is?
5.5.
4.
Okay. So you think they're worse than last year?
I don't think they're worse. They're going to be worse
than
last year.
Well, here's the thing. The division got harder. Matt Ryan is better than... So Matt Ryan is better than what the Colts had at quarterback. Jacksonville Jaguars have spent their way into some potential. So you're clearly the weakest team in the division. You really spent no money in free agency, not on viable difference makers, and all you're going to be working off of is the draft. So you'll have new prospects, but rookies don't typically add a ton to the mix. Every once in a while you get...
Yeah, they won three games in the division. Let's not forget they beat Tennessee one time in Tennessee, which was unbelievable. At the best team in the AFC they beat. And, well, the team with the most wins in the AFC anyway. And then they beat Jacksonville twice. How under over on wins in the division this year? I'm going to say 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 is the number because you either think it's going to be 2 or none. No,
or 1.
I could see. So they won 3 last year.
They won 3 last year. Remember, they went to Tennessee and beat them, which was what?
So I could see it being 2.5. I could see it being 2.5, but you'd have to make the under the favorite.
See,
it couldn't be even.
But Jacksonville's better. I don't think. Do you think they beat them twice this year?
No, but I could see them beating them once, and then I could see them beating either the Titans or Colts once. You know, at home. I mean, I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance. I think the number 1.5 is fine, but I think you make the over a small favorite. If you make it 2.5, you make the under to me a big favorite.
Yeah.
Because I think more than likely the numbers, too.
Jacksonville is, despite all of their moves this offseason, they're 6. The Falcons are second worst team at 5. I think the Falcons will be worse than. I think the Falcons are going to be worse than the Texans.
I think the Falcons could easily be worse than the Texans.
Yeah.
You're not going to have your wide receiver.
Which one?
I mean, well, let's see what they do in the draft. They have the 8th spot. They could draft pass rusher or wide receiver. But the Atlanta Falcons
they're not unlike the Texans.
They
need everything.
They have Marcus Mariota. I mean, they don't have a legitimate starting one quarterback. They've got a good backup, low-end starter, and a guy who really hasn't played a lot of starting football and missed time last year with injury. So, yeah, the Falcons could be the worst team. Is that one of the ones they have at the very at the bottom? It would have to be.
Yeah. Well, it's Texans, Falcons, Seahawks at 5.5, Jets at 5.5, Carolina at 5.5, Jacksonville at 6, Lions at 6, Giants 7, Bears 7. And they got Steelers at 7.5.
Yeah.
I mean, well, when you're Mitchell Trubisky in it.
I mean, yeah, and your division is a lot harder now. Ravens are healthy. Bengals are not going to be an easy out.
And their defense, although Deshaun's
in Cleveland, but we don't really know what that's going to look like.
No.
Which is one of the reasons I'm interested to see what they do with Baker Mayfield. Because what if Deshaun gets clipped for 8 games and they fancy themselves as a playoff team? They should. You're just going to have someone like Baker Mayfield can help you win games. Is that worth having him on the roster? I guess that's a question they have to ask.
Well, they don't even have Cleveland on the board. Oh, Cleveland Browns win total off the board.
Yeah,
because you can't tell. You can't tell what Deshaun was going to happen with Deshaun. Yeah.
You don't know what with Deshaun Watson. No. So on today's show, coming up after the break, we're going to hear from Todd Callis and we're going to hear from Mike Stanton. We're going to get into Astros. We'll break down what's going on today. We also have a report from the Space Cowboys out in Sugar Land, as one of their top young prospects had a deep ball yesterday, which is good. You can hear all of their games right here on ESPN 92.5 every single game when you're not going out to the park. We've also got Bernie the Wolf Wolfson from Sensible Draft Discourse. It's going to be on at 8 o'clock. And then
Adam Kaplan,
our old friend Adam Kaplan, is going to join us to catch up on a lot of different football topics. We've got a number of different things that we're going to get to with Adam. So, and LSU had their pro day. That's going to be at 7:30. We will talk about a player for LSU who is getting, from what I understand, talking to a source yesterday, a lot of attention from the Houston Texans.
Yeah, and a Texans legend also retired. So we will talk about that as well. We got that in store.
Toro, rest in peace, Toro.
No, Toro's no, Toro didn't retire. Toro's going to be there. Toro's going to be there.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know who's going to be there for you. If you give him a call at 713-880-2822, it's going to be Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and he's going to come to your home, and he is going to make sure that you get everything done that you need to get done. And here's the deal is if you haven't upgraded, if your home is 15, 20 years old and you haven't done anything to it, man, you know, your vanities, your countertops, your floors, your walls, I mean, just about everything is old. And you're not going to be able to sell it. And it's not going to be easy for you to get rid of that or to make money on it. Because this is what you want. This is the biggest investment that you've ever had. Have you put in an outdoor patio? Have you put it in an outdoor kitchen? Have you put in that pool? If you are doing all of these things, well, good on you. If you're not doing all of these things, then you need to call Jeff Aronoff. Because Jeff Aronoff is going to come to your home and he's going to get this job done. He'll design it. He will get all of the stuff. He'll help you select it. He'll help you select the different colors and the different marbles and granites and tiles and rock and everything else that you're going to need. And you're going to get a beautiful, beautiful outcome. And that's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. You're looking for that? 713-880-2822. Upgrade, people. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 716 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776, at John Granato, at Lance Zerline, at R Got No J, if you need RJ for anything. This morning here on the show, you can get on board on Twitch at twitch.tv/ESPN975. twitch.tv/ESPN975. All right. Let's start with this because it was interesting yesterday. Whitney Merciless retired. I was listening to the Wheelhouse guys, Brad and Cody, who are big fans. I mean, Brad grew up here and is a Texan fan, so he's been there. He's been here since the get-go. He's younger, but he knows Texans lore and Texans history.
Lore.
And, yeah.
That's an interesting word for the Texans.
Well, it's 20 years of lore. I mean, it's
20 obvious. Years.
Yeah, it's 20 years now.
There's been 20 years of Texans football. That is true. That's that an accurate true. Statement.
Yeah, and lore. So they had a discussion about Whitney Mercilus being one of the greatest Texans ever and being in the Ring of Honor. And I found that odd a little bit. I found it a little bit. I mean, they were okay, if you name the greatest Texans in history, you start with J.J. and Andre, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a very short list. You're not just, to me, like a Ring of Honor, a greatest of all time, it requires you to be heavily decorated. This isn't, you can't start off with a low, low, low bar because then everybody gets
well,
in.
No, their thought was, and their thought was, is that in the first 10, 15 years, you let in some guys that you're the ones that started the organization.
Yeah,
the
I'll just tell you now, I'm opposite.
I'm out on that.
I'm actually the exact opposite. To me, you have to be great.
Yeah.
It sets the standard. If you do it, if you're like a Whitney Mercilus gets in, he should get into the Ring of Honor of good people.
Yeah.
Of nice people who did a great job in the community and was a decent rusher.
Yeah, and had, if there's that make, ring, can I'll, make some good food.
I'll co-sign all that ring.
Yeah.
But, no, in terms of the other, I just, to me, you have to set a standard. If you set a standard that low, I understand you haven't had a whole lot going on for the last 20 years. Who's that? Is that Jack?
That's Jack Nicklaus. He hits the first shot every year. What's wrong with you?
I don't recognize Jack anymore. But I just haven't seen him for a while. But
Watched golf in your life? So who's that?
It's Jack Nicklaus. Well, I thought it was Jack, but he just looks
he's
different.
He's got a hat on, like it's kind of crooked and on the side.
But I really feel like this is the exact opposite of what you should do. Should right now, you know who you should have in there if you really want to know the truth? One guy defense, JJ, one guy offense, Andre. And that's it.
That's it.
And then think about it. Like I could make some arguments for people. But these are guys who are
all
pros.
You can't make an argument for people.
No,
I'm with you 100%.
Well, Dwayne Brown,
I was listening to Dwayne Brown turned on the organization, actually accused the owner of being.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right, because what he did was partially planned to get out of Houston.
No, I thought it was 100% planned.
But you are, whether you agree with him or not about how he did it or what he said,
It's part of his history.
The organization now has to deal with people saying that on regular, despite the fact that they have been the most progressive when it's come to hiring practices. The NFL says it. Like, the NFL keeps track of this. The Houston Texans, believe it or not, this is going to work contrary to narratives. Over the last 20 years, the Houston Texans are the most progressive organization from a hiring standpoint, from head coach to general manager to personnel directors, to media relations directors, to
front office
that you don't see and that you don't know.
And they get accused of being, and it's so stupid. It's ridiculous.
But they have been actually the most progressive, believe it or not.
I'm with you 100%. I'm listening to them, and they're like, yeah, he should be, and he's one of the greatest. And I'm like, I'm not remembering this. He had one year.
I bet he was better than you think.
He had 1 year of double-digit sacks. 1 year.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Out of 10. I mean, he had 12 sacks, his highest 12. After that, he had 7.5, 7.5, 7.
He's Hall of good people.
Oh, good people.
He's Hall of good
person. Whitney is great people. But he's not a ring of, goodness gracious.
No.
Our Ring of Honor, is this the Basketball Hall of Fame? Where we let every Russian woman in?
You can't.
If she makes a basket, she gets into the Hall of Fame?
You can't do that. I mean, you can't do that. You got to set a standard higher. And don't tell me about, well, who's the best player? It doesn't. Then you know what? You don't have Ring of Honor players who have played the last 20 years. That's the whole point.
1 year, he was named all-pro second team. 1 year. 1 year. Mm-hmm. Awards. That's it. Mm-hmm. Out of 10.
You have to sustain excellence. Look, the third best player in Texans history is Dwayne Brown. He's a multi-year
All-Pro.
Yeah, Dwayne
Brown is your third best player.
Dwayne Brown is a multi-year All-Pro. Dwayne Brown, if not for helping to really push the narrative on the owner's father, which is why he won't be in a Ring of Honor, right. I would assume. He would be in. Arian Foster, had a great...
Well, I think next is J.J. probably.
No, right. Well, and that's – and that. I mean, he was a Cincinnati Bengal for the first 5 years of his career.
Yeah,
whatever.
But he was here a while.
J.J. had a nice run. Yeah, I mean, J.J. could be in consideration. Yeah. Kareem could potentially be in consideration. He had a really nice run, too, of about a decade. D'Amico Ryans was only about – he's less time than you think, I think. Like 6 years here.
Yeah.
It was a good –
So was J.J.
It was
six,
a good
– 6, 7 years.
I think J.J. was longer than that.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, from 11 –
Brian Cushing?
I mean, no. Multiple times suspended.
No, I know. But I'm talking about, we're not talking about Ring of Honor. We're talking about.
Listen,
the list of great Texans is pretty short over 20 years. It's really, really short.
D'Amico was here for 6 years. One of those years he was hurt, played half the year. But D'Amico was here for 6 years. But you have to be a special player. The Texans have had very few. Arian Foster was a special player, but for a very small period of time.
I'm not talking about Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is two guys,
yeah,
and that's it. Like
I said, when he retired, if they wanted to, I would have no problem with Dwayne Brown as a football player. He was a great football player. He was the best left tackle in football at one point with the Houston Texans. But that's going to be an owner's decision about that's probably the personal stuff is going to – that's a pretty strong comment that you made about a man's father. So, and granted, some of that is the father made comments. I mean, the Obama stuff, the commentary about after Obama was elected president.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I mean, a player can have an opinion on that. I don't have any problem with a player saying, hey, what are you?
Inmates running the prison. I mean,
yeah,
he mixed metaphors.
But
I mean,
as a football, from a football standpoint, Dwayne Brown would belong in there too. And that would be it. And I'd probably be it with that. I don't. I mean,
Even if he didn't say those things, I wouldn't put Dwayne Brown in.
Why?
I just don't think he was good enough. That's all. I've got a higher standard for Ring of Honor. You've got to be great. One of the best of your generation. JJ was one of the best of his generation, and so was Andre Johnson. And that's it. And Bob McNair belongs in there, and that's it. And then Cal someday will belong in there.
He's a two-time, like, he's a...
Because
he's a two-time...
running this thing like a tight, tight ship.
He's a two-time first-team All-Pro, 2011-2012. Five Pro Bowls, although three of them... I think one of them was not
with... The only reason you go is because the guy in the playoffs can't. I don't know.
He was... Dude, he was a really
good... He was good.
Like, no, he was the best in football. And that's something I track very offensive line stuff. I was writing articles about offensive lines every single week for two different sites. Dwayne Brown was the knockdown, drag-out, best offensive tackle in 2014 in the game, hands down. And he was in 11 and 12 also. So, I know, Dwayne was really, really, really good.
Petey Fagans does not belong on the Ring of Honor DWH.
That's so funny to have a Ring of Honor discussion with the Texans. It just goes to show you, 20 years in, and you need longer history to have, you know, legitimate Ring of Honor discussions.
You need better players.
But there are two guys that were unbelievable. It was, and really, if you look at Andre Johnson, you're going to find out that Dwayne Brown's really about the same as him in terms of national acclaim for his position. But, you know, so I'm going to say there's three of those guys from just a football standpoint. But Andre holds a special place in our heart because he came in the second year. What about DeAndre Hopkins?
D-Hop's the third best player ever.
Yeah, D-Hop is. Yeah.
Third best player here.
What about DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
How long did DeAndre Hopkins
play? DeAndre Hopkins is not getting in the Ring of Honor. Get out of here.
He wasn't
here long enough. Come on.
You don't think so?
No. No. No.
He was here as long as J-Jo.
Yeah, J-Jo's not going in either. No. J-Jo's not in either.
He was here 7 years. 7 years is long enough to get into a Ring of Honor with...
No.
And other
not for me, it's not. Not for me, it's not.
Well, you've got
what did you do?
Scandals.
What did you accomplish? You never got to an AFC Championship game. What did you accomplish?
Nah, that's. I don't think you can blame him for any of that stuff.
No,
he was first team All Pro every single year from 15. What was his? So 15, 16. I'm sorry, 15, 17, 18, 19. 4 year first team All Pro. Pretty strong.
That's pretty strong.
Nobody else really that you can say that other.
And
about,
it's still not good enough.
Other than J.J. Watt's the only other guy you can say that about.
Yeah. Yeah, 713-780-3.
All rookie team.
You guys got thoughts on this, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here with us, you're more than welcome to do that. We got Astros opening day. We're gonna go, we're gonna talk about the Astros on the other side. It's opening day, and then Bernie the Wolf is gonna join us at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. He is Bernie the Wolf Wolfson, a draft expert. So I'll probably go back and forth with him a little bit about what's going on with the draft. You probably stay out. I think you might intimidate him a little bit.
I don't even know if he knows who I am. All he talks about is Todd McShay, and he never even mentions me.
Well, he never acknowledges. Yeah, he doesn't. I think he's on a different level, though. But that's probably it.
Well, he believes he was the first internet draft scout.
Yeah.
The first on the internet.
Internet, on the interwebs. Yeah.
Because he had something on.
Is he still with his mom, you know?
Is that, I don't know. He had something on Angel Fire. You remember Angel Fire? You wouldn't remember
movie?
That. Angel Fire was a website,
engine?
Like a web hosting.
Yeah, an engine.
It was like a web hosting thing. And so you could have your own website on Angel Fire. And so he had an Angel Fire account, but I remember it was like the longest angelfire.com/, and it was something that was like 10 words. It was the longest URL ever.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to Bernie the Wolf in a little bit right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, though, let's drink a little tequila.
Let's talk about, I'd love to be drinking tequila right now. As a matter of fact, I should.
Let's do it. Why don't
some,
we?
I don't know. I should. Well, you can't. You can't. I can. I can. See, I can do that. And I did do that a couple days ago. I had busted out my Añejo and had that smooth. I like to do that sometime at the end of when I'm done with a long day of draft work, and I had a had kind of a crazy day on Tuesday. So I had a little, just got the shot glass out and just sipped it. It's a very cold tequila. I like to keep this one cold. A lot of people like it room temperature. A lot of people like it in a margarita. Totally understandable. That's where you're going to get most of your Maestro Dobel drinkers will be having their own margaritas. But when you have their silver, it's a better version. It's a better blend of what you're looking for. The 100% pure agave, 11 generations of tequila makers are making this. But Reposado and Añejo Extra, the Cristalino, that's a brand new version that they created a few years back that others are now copying. It's three different tequilas that are combined, and then they are charcoal filtered, and the result is an amazing flavor profile for the Diamante, which is their Cristalino version. So make sure that you check out the website at Maestro Dobel, and you can get information that you need. But I'm just telling you right now, if you love tequilas, whether it's for sipping or whether it's for cocktails, I've got a top shelf tequila for you at a very reasonable price. It's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Was over at Damaris Barbecue, the bar, the other day. Not drinking, just water, but I had to stop by and get some of the crispy fries. I just had to. I love a good French fry. They're the long ones, the crispy ones. Ask for them, you know, well done. I'm telling you, when you're watching your game, you get the Greek wings and you get the fries. What? And have yourself a big time over at Damaris Barbecue on 18th Street. You can watch all your games and everything else there. All right, so the Astros start tonight. You can watch all your Astros games. Late game tonight in Los Angeles against the Angels. And the Astros are... The Astros are a team that still is a favorite in the American. They're still the favorite in the American League West and one of the favorites in the American League. Todd Callis was on with the boys. And one of the biggest reasons is if it wasn't for Justin Verlander, this would have been a horrific offseason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got back the guy who didn't play for the last 2 years.
Yeah, you lost.
That's your offseason.
You've lost Lance McCullers so far. I hope for as long as it's going to be, who knows. You lost Carlos Correa, right? You lost Jake Myers, your center fielder. We don't know how long that is going to be. And you didn't bolster in anywhere, but you re-signed Justin Verlander. That is a that it's in itself has salvaged this offseason. A lot of people had the Astros as a C for an offseason, and the only reason that you got above an F is because of Justin Verlander. And Todd Callis says he really likes the way he's throwing.
He looks unbelievable. He looks better than I thought he would. It doesn't look like he's been away from the game for a year and a half. He looks like the guy who hasn't missed a beat since his last start. It was kind of weird because at the beginning of 2020, when he made that opening day start, he pitched well, got the W, and next thing you know, we didn't see him again for the remainder of that season in 2021. So JV looks good. His velocity's back. He was very good with his command. He'll get the ball here on Saturday, and the way he looked in the spring, it could be a really good year for JV.
Mm. That is so encouraging. I mean, the way that JV was throwing – In the spring, the abbreviated spring, but whatever it is, it looks really, 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 really good. And now the other guys is Pena. And Mike Stanton was on with the boys, and Pena is the biggest. Is he not the biggest wild card? Is he not, what do they call it? Not the wild card, but the
X factor.
He's the biggest X factor on the season.
Well, I mean, that's an easy one to say. But
Bregman would be one as well.
I honestly think Justin Verlander is the biggest X factor. He hasn't pitched for 2 years. I know we're just going to assume that everything's fine, but he's got to stay healthy for the whole year. Because if he doesn't, this could be problems. Or you might even say Lance McCullers is the biggest X factor, frankly. Because
I think you're still deep enough even without Lance McCullers.
Probably you're not if Justin Verlander, and that's my point. If Justin Verlander doesn't pitch well or has like Justin is having a little tightness in his forearm or his elbow, he's going to sit out for the next couple weeks and it turns into a long thing. You could be screwed.
Yeah.
You could be screwed. Although, you know, you do have some lively young arms. Pena's the easy one to say, but he's still a rookie, so
well,
you know, Bregman, you're right. Bregman probably is.
Bregman,
of everyone, he's the everyday player who last year, I didn't even recognize him. Somebody stole his soul.
Yeah.
Some succubus came in, not like a real, like a woman, just a succubus who came in and sucked the swagger out of that guy, and he was just left as, poor Alex Bregman. I hope no one strikes me out this time. You got guys on the national set after they defeat the Red Sox saying, dude, what happened? Big Poppy's like, or maybe it was Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas today said, I just want to see you get back to being Alex Bregman, man. Let's go.
Alex Bregman,
get back. He goes, I will. I'll try my best. He's like, I don't know this dude.
I don't think he said that. But I'm still going to go with Pena because let's face it. If Pena can play well, which we think, and by all accounts, he can play this position. Defensively, he's going to be good. He's not going to be Carlos good because Carlos is the best. But if Pena hits this year, he is going to be a godsend for this offense because it looks like it's down to six hitters in the lineup. If it's back to seven and then your eighth is between Siri and McCormick and Jake Myers, and then, of course, you've got Machete who's going to be Machete, and that's just fine. But if you're back up to seven hitters that you can count on, this is going to be a great season. This is Mike Stanton talking about Pena.
From what I've seen in spring training, I mean, he's put together good at-bats. He's solid defensively. He seems to have a pretty calm demeanor, which is going to do nothing but help. And the great thing about it is he's got a veteran club around him that can really take the pressure off of him. What do you really need him to do? You need him to be solid defensively. Whatever you get offensively, I think, is a bonus. I mean, if they're really looking for offense from your rookie shortstop, the team's probably in trouble anyways.
That's not what I'm looking for.
But that's kind of what I'm thinking is I don't know that he can be like I would. X factor means if they perform well, you're at this level. But if they don't perform well, you could be in some trouble. I think that's really more Bregman than Pena, to be honest with you. I think losing Carlos's bat, I think Bregman has to step up and become old Alex Bregman. I think he's probably more, if we're just calling it a name, an X factor, it's probably him. I think Pena and what he's talking about is what we call in Louisiana, lagniappe. If you get a little something extra out of him, that's going to be, but you can't be counting on a rookie. You're in a bad position. And only bad teams have to count on rookies. The Astros aren't a bad team. The Astros are a deep team. We're a spoiled team because we're used to an we're used to eight people in the lineup that can all mash, basically, or seven that can mash. Now it's not it's taken a little bit of a hit with George Springer leaving and with, you know, Carlos Correa leaving. So it's not the same. You know, it's not the same, but they're still really deep by Major League Baseball standards. It's a really good lineup by Major League Baseball standards.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we're spoiled. You shouldn't have to go eight deep to think you have a good team. The Astros have a good team.
No, but that helps. I'm really, really.
Well, it helps you to Peña, be.
And I think, okay, I'm going to put some under-overs out there for you for Peña. 260.
Probably under.
You're going to go under 260.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. I mean, batting average, who cares?
Yeah, no.
I care more about OPS.
Oh, okay, OPS, I'm going to say 724.
That's a pretty good number, I think, because I think he's got a chance to, like, I think 724 is a pretty good OPS for a rookie shortstop. I'd probably say a little under that. You know, I've already got his batting average under 260, so I would say probably somewhere in the neighborhood. And Carlos had a pandemic year of under 700. We didn't think any less of him, so I'd say probably under. But I think he'll be over 700.
I think he's going to be over that.
When's the last time you liked under on an Astros prop?
I'm going to go, all right, here's home runs, 29.
Okay, now you can go under. I'm serious. I'm trying to remember an Astros prop where you said, you know, under. I just don't think they'll do it. You are a believer.
I am.
You believe, yeah.
I believe.
No, you do not back off of those.
Remember when I said Carlos would hit 40 homers?
I remember that, yeah.
And
I think he had Springer over 30 that year. Like, it was, he didn't. He's never gotten to 30. Yeah, he's never gotten to 30. But actually, I don't think Carlos had a great year that year.
What?
Well, no, that was 19. I think 19 was, what's the year that he had his back broken by a masseuse?
The year that his back was broken?
Was that 19? I think that was 19.
Yeah. Because they were in, that's when they were played in Cleveland, right? Yeah. And what? Why? What's the difference? Yeah, because then he came back in 20, or was that 18? Was that 18? They played Cleveland, and then they went to the Red Sox. I think it might have been 18 was the rib breaker. Anyway, neither here nor there. Carlos was up and down. There's no question about that. Peña, I don't think 29 homers, but I'm gonna say he's going to hit in the neighborhood of 27.
It was 2019. Carlos, Astros shortstop Carlos Correa says broken rib was caused by in-home massage.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2019, and that was before all the – thank God that happened before Deshaun's massage info came out.
Oh, my God.
It would have been horrific, the amount of jokes that would have been made at Carlos's expense. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what Carlos would have had to deal with?
I just think with this new swing, Peña, 27 is very gettable. 27 bombs.
With the new swing.
Yeah. All right. Carlos's OPS, his rookie year, was pretty damn good. He was rookie of the year.
Yeah.
In 2015.
Carlos is a special player.
Yeah. Carlos Correa was.
It only now materialized. We're like, oh my God, this is the Carlos we've been waiting for. Bye. Oh.
What do you mean?
Right when he turns into the Carlos we.
He was eight.
We
eight,
thought we had.
857 OPS. His rookie year.
857?
857.
His rookie year is also rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year.
Well, God willing, Jeremy Peña goes 857 as a rookie, and he wins rookie of the year.
Yeah, God willing.
Yeah.
God bless. And then Carlos was 811, 941. Then he had 2 years of 728 and 709. 2019 was when he broke his rib, really? Because he had a 926 OPS that year. I remember him really struggling that year.
May, I do too. But yeah, he did. It was in May is when it happened.
He only played 75 games that year. That was the year, I guess. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number.
Your struggle when you don't play because your back got broken.
Well, his ribs, but he when he came back, apparently he was on a tear before that happened.
You know who's never going to be in the WWE like
no Carlos
like Pat McAfee, My son was showing me something with Pat McAfee where he jumped 2 foot jump off the ground and sprung up into the top rope and did this move. I would never try this move personally. I just think I'd get hurt. But he did a suplex off a top rope. Snacks was all excited. And I thought, you know who could never do this? Carlos.
No.
Because Carlos would be out for a long time. You know who else definitely couldn't do this? Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis would perish if he did this.
Why is every day we have RJ feel
no,
so
it's
sad?
No, just a general. Well, here, I'll bring it back. I'm just like Will Fuller could never, ever be in the WWE.
No.
Will Fuller would also perish.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I guess John Wall could or couldn't. I don't know. I mean, John Wall might as well wrestle. He's not playing basketball anymore.
No, well, but he can't. Did you know how often he was injured before he was just sidelined?
What, are you going to mess up a paycheck? Is that what you're worried about for him?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He'll be fine. He keep getting paid. Adam Silver, as a matter of fact, said, hey, I've got some concerns about all of our best players not playing basketball anymore. I'd like to look into... Adam Silver to look into solutions on star players sitting out games. It's like, once you see something happen in sports now, it's almost automatically a domino effect that that everyone else will do it, right? That's one thing we've seen. If somebody wears something, then everyone else will wear it. If somebody does something in a game, then everyone else would do. You want to do the little move with your hands, everyone's going to do little. You want to do head because you dunked on somebody, everyone's going to do that. It's such a copycat league to the point that even if it means if you think it's cool to sit out and still get paid, then everyone's going to try. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. That's not true. But a lot of guys are going to say, hey, I'm going to test this out. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons and Zion Williamson literally will not play basketball this year. They just won't play. Well, Zion's doing dunks between the legs.
Oh. Really?
And
it's happening in your league too. Laramie Tunsil out 5 weeks. Yeah. No, 12.
At least he
didn't feel like
at least
back.
He had a thumb surgery.
Well, what's no, Zion surgery? Was hurt. And
what's Ben Simmons' surgery?
Ben Simmons? No, just he's got a bad back. A bad
what's
back.
Zion? What has kept
his feet?
Name the foot
he's
injury.
He's so
that's,
heavy he can't
it's
support
from last
his feet.
Year.
Can't support him.
It's from last. Really? I saw him dunk off of a floor that had springs in it.
Well, oh really? With springs in the floor.
I saw that. Literally. Two star players just didn't play basketball. Oh, and John Wall. Well, not star, but he's got some name value. Here's three players. John Wall, Ben Simmons, and Zion Williamson will not play basketball this year. This whole Ben Simmons where they're trying to make stories out of it, like, could he return for the playoffs?
He might.
Ben Simmons ain't playing. Ben Simmons has figured out the cheat code where I can get paid and I don't have to play. If I throw mental health out there, they can't check me. And other guys are going to start figuring this out, too, and are going to go to this card. And then people who have legitimate concerns, unfortunately, are going to get lumped in with an entire group. But you have had – these are three big-name players, two with huge contracts, who just didn't play basketball.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number. Right now we're talking about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Those are my peeps. Love Mike Holly and love what he does over there. And all the guys over there, Chris and Kevin and Plotkin and all the guys. They're just great guys, but that's not it. It's about getting your payroll at the price that you wanted at. And listen, the other guys are going to go, oh, no, look, our payroll is cheaper. Look, we can get you the payroll at a better price. And the HR, we can do that as well. And then they stick you with their 401k and your benefit and your insurance package. And you're like, wow, that's really, really expensive. Wow, that really hurts how much that costs. Yeah, but you got to take it because that's what they do. At HR&P, they just do HR and payroll, and they leave the – now, they give you options, and they're not going to say, okay, you got to take care of your own 401k, you got to take care of your own insurance and your benefit packages. No, that's not it. They're going to give you options of what's best for your business, but they're not in that business. All these other guys that are doing payroll and HR, they're really they're making themselves thin because they're doing so much. At HR&P, payroll, HR. That's all they're doing. And then they're giving you the options on all the other stuff. And you're saving money that way. Trust me. 713-880-2822. Let them come to your office and customize a plan for your business because every single business is different. 713-880-2822 or HRP.net.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Coach Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
World Series Grills.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 751 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts about the Astros. You're more than welcome to get in here. You got some thoughts on Whitney Merciless, your favorite Whitney Merciless. Whitney Merciless touched a lot of lives in the city.
Whitney was so we had Whitney Merciless come in studio every week for at least 1 year, maybe it was 2 years. I mean, Just really a great guy, and he did have a couple years where he was a really good rusher. Mike Vrabel single-handedly changed the fortunes of Whitney Merciless. Mike Vrabel came in. I would go out to some practices, and Vrabel was really, really tough on him, and Vrabel got him to play tougher against the run. Whitney was a very finesse player against the run, and he demanded Whitney be tougher, and he was in practice, like he would go at Whitney Merciless to take on blocks, challenge, you know, pulling guards and stuff like that. He demanded it. And Whitney got better under Mike Vrabel. And he developed into a player who had a big season with 12 sacks. I mean, he was a really good sack guy at that time. And so he had one great year, a few good years, but was always a solid Texan until he started getting hurt, you know, at the end.
And well, he only had one injury year. He only had one injury year.
Wait, are you sure he didn't have two?
The last year, they just didn't play him, remember? He just sat. Yeah. He had the 1 year where he played five games.
I thought he had a couple of injury years. One, he had the Achilles, where he was done for the rest of the year. And that's what it was. It was 1 year he had
2021, he only played 10 games because he just sat. He wasn't injured. He played 13 and 20. He played 5 and 17. Otherwise, he played 16 or 15
so
games.
So what did he play? So I think it was the 5 and 17.
Yeah.
What was his injury? Was it Achilles or he had an injury and then was not the same the next year.
In his five games, he had one sack. This Whitney Merciless stuff. Whitney Merciless, great person. Great person. Whitney Merciless, football player, he was good. He was okay.
Here are his severe injuries was 2016, lower lumbar muscle spasms, pectoral injury in 2017, missed all the preseason with thigh hamstring. There's a website that's got injury stuff and what's your percentage. They consider him a medium risk injury guy.
Mm-hmm.
This injury predictor website, they predict him the chance of injury per game, 3.9%. That's considered a little high. That's considered a little high. I really need to look up Will Fuller on this. Will Fuller might be most injury-prone player in history.
All right, 713-780-3776. It's Astros opening day, but Bernie the Wolf is going to join us in the next segment. Let's get Pena in here before we get to Bernie the Wolf. What's going on, Pena?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to talk to you about the Astros, and I wanted to ask Lance about the draft. The Astros, I think Jeremy Pena is going to be—he's going to be our version of Juan Soto. He gives me those vibes, that cockiness, that what's it called? Confidence. There you go. And Lance, can you tell me about Sauce Gardner? Do we have a chance to get him? And at 13, I really like us. If we can get Sauce Gardner, I like Cross or Carlos. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. So Sauce will not be there at 13. You're not going to get Sauce. You could get Karloftis will be there at 13 if you're interested in him. Here's the thing. So here's what I'll tell you about Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner he came into school at about 165 pounds, tall, skinny. He's put on weight. He's about 190 pounds. Still looks thin, but that's just because he's got a tall, long frame. He is a press man corner. He can stick you with long arms. He's fast, and he can accelerate quickly. So when a wide receiver eludes his press and takes off on him, he can stay with them with speed and phase the route. He has some issues being a little grabby, which could turn into a lot of interference penalties on the next level early on in his career. So that's a little bit of a concern. He has a short memory. So if he gets beat on something, which isn't often, he's able to work his way off of it. He's extremely confident and has kind of a mindset, I think, of a Richard Sherman type. So I'm a big fan of Sauce Gardner's. I think he's a very good cornerback, won't be there. The guy to keep your eye on is Derek Stingley. I had sources.
So are you liking Stingley more now?
Well, I'm just telling you, my feeling on Stingley is the exact same. Stingley, nothing has changed. I struggle with a guy who you have to go all the way back to pre-pandemic to find him as a good football player. He was okay in 20. In 21, he played three games. They were very unimpressive. 19, he was fantastic. Like, I went back. You have to watch his 19 tape to write him up on tape. You have to watch it. In 19, man, he was really, really good. And you got to go all the way back to 19 and assume he can get that back. He played at about 191 pounds. I've been doing some extra research because from what I understand, the Texans are as invested in Derek Stingley fact-finding as any team in the NFL. There are three teams ahead of the Texans. There are two teams ahead of the Texans at 13 who may take Stingley. One of them is Minnesota Vikings at 12. Which the belief is they hung on to Patrick Peterson to mentor Stingley if they decide to draft him. So if the Texans like Stingley, but I've heard the Texans have been sending everybody, like they're making phone calls. The Texans are really interested in doing their due diligence about Derek Stingley. My opinion hasn't changed. He's got a high ceiling but a little bit lower floor because you have not seen the same player in 2021, but he's also played limited football. He played too heavy in 2020. He was almost 200 pounds in 2020. He was 188 yesterday in his pro day. He ran about a 4.4, jumped pretty good. Short shuttle stuff and quickness drills were average by NFL starter measurements. So he was a good athlete. You know, you know that going in. But you just got to see who Derek Stingley is moving forward. Is he the same guy he was in 19, or is he what you've seen here recently where it can be a little up and down? So I like Stingley's potential, but I gave him a 65, John, which is a 6.5 in my grading scale, is boom bust. So I think there's some boom bust with Derek Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, less likely to be bust. If I had to lean on one, it'd be more 6.5 plus, more likely to be boom than it is bust. But I still have some concerns. There's still considerations that force you to say there's a caveat in what you think of Derek Stingley. And that caveat is, dude, he's coming off a Liz Frank injury with his foot. He played three games this year. The game against UCLA was an embarrassment from a tackling standpoint. And 20 wasn't as good. He looks like a guy who's just honestly has been coasting. He's just been waiting to get to the league.
Yep.
That's what he looks like he's been coasting since after the 19th season.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching him for the 3 years. Well, I haven't watched him because he hasn't played.
But you've seen him when he has, and he's really
19, he was fantastic. He was fantastic.
He was unbelievable.
Now it's 7:59. Bernie DeWolf, Wolfson joins us on the other side. We're going to talk to him about. He's an NFL draft expert. He's a trailblazer actually in the business.
From Sensible Draft Discourse?
Well, yes, Sensible Draft Discourse. But I'm saying he's a trailblazer. He's the one that started this.
Well,
whole
he says he is.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, he's obviously got proof
of
this.
Have you ever seen anything
of
his?
On the interwebs, there's got to be some.
Have you seen any of his work?
Yeah.
You have?
Well, I mean,
where's he been featured?
I mean, I've heard. Listen, there's a lot of guys that are
you doing anything if no one knows your work?
Listen, like Mel Kiper. Ooh, Mel Kiper. What? He goes because he's on ESPN. Bernie DeWolf has been there, done this, okay?
Is that why he's had to change his name from Sensible Draft Discussions to Sensible Draft Discourse?
Well, I think probably he was offending people with Sensible Draft Discussions.
Listen, I can't co-sign for Bernie the Wolf Wilson. I can co-sign for our friends over at Lucille's. Chris Williams, who is one of the top chefs here in the city of Houston, a renowned chef. He gets a lot of national attention as well. Well, we are making sure that we are part of this once again, and that is we are one of the most satisfying sounds in sports. Is something there's nothing more satisfying than helping feed those in need. And, you know, there's ways that you can do that and be part of it. But Lucille's 1913 is a nonprofit that feeds and nourishes Houston's most vulnerable communities. And on Monday, April 18th, they're going to be hosting their second annual golf tournament. We were out there the last time, you may remember, mm-hmm. John, before the pandemic. It's going to be their second annual golf tournament at Herman Park, and it benefits Lucille's 1913. Make sure you come in and check it out if you want to go play golf for a great cause. Come join in on the satisfaction with celebrity golfers, complimentary beverages, an exquisite 18-hole dining experience that is sure to satisfy. Register today online and find out more online info at lucilles1913.org. That's lucilles1913.org.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.